Central Equatoria State authorities have beefed up security in Nyarjep village of Juba County after armed cattle herders killed at least 5 people and severely injured another person last Friday. Juba County Commissioner Charles Joseph Wani says the state deployed security forces to protect people and their property in the area.
They shot 6 people, 5 of them died, and one is injured, is now in the hospital. At the moment, the general situation is calm because we have deployed enough forces there to protect that village and the people who are displaced so that such will not happen again. And the governor of Central Equatoria and me as well, the governor has given the directive to the high cattle herders and the community leaders of the communities to vacate the place within 72 hours.
Commissioner Wani says authorities have arrested 2 cattle herders suspected of being involved in the killing. This is not the first time the governor has given armed cattle herders a 72 hours ultimatum to return to their places of origin or face forceful eviction. Last year, Governor Emmanuel Adil Anthony did the same thing and ordered armed forces to peacefully facilitate the passage of cattle keepers to their places of origin, but the order were not enforced. Wani says at this time the order will be implemented, saying the state has been restless over the incident. The commissioner says he is determined to see that all armed cattle keepers leave the area.
The order, I'm going to take it serious as the commissioner of Juba County, and I just need that force when it is bailed to me. I will be moving from time to time to make sure that the cattle has more business.
Commissioner Wani says the security situation is calm following the incident. However, Longino Michael Cook, the chairperson of the Lulubo community where the attacks occur, says the situation in the area is still tense and people from Nyarjep village have fled to neighboring villages.
I have to tell you the truth. There is no person left there. The people, some of them ran to Lokeliri, Boma, and then some are in Situ, and some are in Gumba, and some are in Juba now, right now. I'm talking to you. It's really a barbarian act. I really condemn it strongly, damn. Because you can't shoot people. These people, they don't have guns. They don't have pangas.
Cook says 6 people were wounded in the attack. He reiterated that people should resolve any differences through peaceful dialogue rather than killing innocent civilians. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.